What's up, Transformed Nation? You are transformed people, and I believe that you are because you are doing yourself a favor by listening and sharing these podcasts. And I believe that God is speaking to you through these different series that we are doing. So welcome to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. We are not just informational, but we are transformational. All right, so it is a new month. November is the month of Thanksgiving, and we are super thankful for everything that God has done. And this year, it should be a most thankful year for a lot of us because we are still in a pandemic, but God has been faithful, and thanks be to God, we are slowly coming out of it. So you know how we do on Transforming Lives. We have a new series every month, and in maybe sometimes in the month we have two different series that we do. But this month we are looking at, and I'm asking the question, what do you want? And what do I mean by this? What do you really want from the relationship that you are a part of? And are you getting what you want? Do you even know what you want? And if you don't know what you want, but you're not getting what you want, hence feeling disappointment from not getting what you want, but then you don't know what you want. And maybe it's not your fault. Maybe it's not your fault why you don't even know what you want, because there's a lot of people who are at that place in their lives. They don't know what they want, but they just know that what they're getting is not what they truly want. And so relationships, families, you know, friendships break up because of these different things that happen in us. And we don't really know or aren't aware of what is going on. But I want to have the discussion so that we can grow and we can be better and have better relationships, connections, friendships, marriages, whatever it is that we are a part of, whatever is your most deepest relationships. For me, that's my marriage and my family. So I am doing myself a favor by growing my mind and making sure that every situation, not just overall in life, but every situation, I check my motive on what it is that I am going after. So what do you want? I have three P's I want to share with you. Number one, pity. Number two, power. Or number three, partnership. And partnership being number three is the one I really do want you to go after, because you can't do anything in life on your own. You need partnership. And that's where we are in this world today. Partnership is super important. You see mega ginormous companies coming together to form partnerships because, hey, we were not created to do life alone. So let's look at pity in this episode. And then in the other episodes, we're going to be looking at power and partnership. And all month in November, we're going to be talking about this because I want you to have a very Merry Christmas. Very Merry Christmas. Very Merry Christmas, because, yeah, it's a time for celebration. And if you are still suffering from disappointment, you may not be able to celebrate like I'd want you to. So here we go. What is pity? Pity is a feeling of sorrow and compassion caused by suffering or misfortunes of others. So that's what pity is. It's a feeling of sorrow or compassion caused from misfortune, maybe by something or someone in your life. This comes from the need for attention sometimes. Pity comes from the need for attention. As children, we have maybe lacked that attention from our parents or older siblings, and it causes to want someone to feel sorry for us. There's a lot of people who go through this because I believe that one of the greatest things that human beings crave is attention, whether we want to admit it or not. You want somebody to be looking at what you're doing and looking at the fact that you're hurting or looking at the fact that you need help or something. If it is not the government, it is your family members. We all need that type of attention, somebody to be paying us some type of mind, but not an obsessive need. That's not what I'm talking about. But you do everything that you do, your business, your postings, everything that you do it so that somebody looks at it. Otherwise, you're probably not in a healthy mental state if it is that you are doing stuff just for your own purpose or just for your own satisfaction. But when you post, when you do what you do, even if you don't want to admit it, you want somebody to look at it. So a lot of people who want pity from their relationships is because they have, number one, a malady in their souls. That could have been a result of trauma. So many people that I know have gone through different types of trauma, whether rape, molestation, you know, accidents, losing a loved one, different things that have caused them to be sick in the realm of their soul. And that just means that they are suffering maybe in silence because they probably don't think they can have a conversation about it, or they just don't know what to say. There are so many people that are sick in their soul because of trauma, and hence they have a malady. And that sickness, that infirmity is so deep in the soul, in the subconscious, that it prevents you from being able to deeply connect. And you think that people looking at you would see your pain and they'd want to be sorry for you. And when they don't, when they correct you and when they, you know, just treat it normal, you feel some type of way because you would have expected them to do better by you. You know, seeing your pain, probably somebody may know what you have gone through, but that person is still not providing the pity that you so desire or the level of pity that you so desire. And hence you end up with another malady in your soul, and that's disappointment. And that's my number two. Some people have suffered from so much disappointment. You know, maybe it is a missing parent. Maybe it is a failure in school. So many different disappointments that would have happened in our lives. And we, you know, we look at people and we think, oh, don't you see what's happening to me? Or don't you see what I've gone through? I've had cancer, or I've had diabetes, or I lost my parent, my wife, or something like that. And they expect, you know, pity. And they don't get it because they are going through some kind of traumatic disappointment and people are not giving it to them. And so they start to feel so broken and so disappointed all over again. And it causes disconnections, breakups, hookups, hangups, hiccups in relationships. And what you really want is pity. What you really want is pity. Because you are not healed, you are not delivered, you are not set free. And so you're looking for that pity from somebody, but they're not giving it to you. And so you end up being disappointed all over again. Here's my number three. They have low self-esteem. A lot of people look for pity out of their relationships, friendships, connections. Even your, you know, in a pastor to member relationship, people look for pity because they expect the pastor or counselor to see what they're going through and understand and give them that level of pity. But that's not what that relationship is about. And so they're not getting that from them and they disconnect. And it is really sad because a lot of people, they don't realize that what is being provided for them, whether it is correction, tough love, whatever, it's what they really need, but they don't know this. And so they disconnect, sometimes prematurely, and, you know, they don't get to grow. I hope that you are hearing this, and if you're going through this, I want you to know something that not everybody knows, understands, or even appreciate what you're going through. And so you won't always get pity from people. You may, if it is that the shock of death or loss or something like that is recent, you may get that level of pity, but you can't expect people to pity you for the rest of your life. What people around you, your friends, partners, you know, whomever, what they expect of you is that you're going to learn from it, or you're going to heal from it, and you're going to move on. People don't have the time nor the patience to go through with you being, you know, pitiful and giving you pity all the time. We all go through things in life. And so just in the same way that they are those people that you are expecting pity from would have gone through something but have grown from it, toughened up, moved on, they pretty much expect the same from you. And so you are not going to get that pity all the days of your life. And I'm giving you this hard truth because I want you to wake up and not lose the relationships that can blossom into something beautiful simply because you refuse to realize that pity is what you really want from the relationship and you are not getting it. So henceforth, you end up disconnecting from that person. It is not a healthy place to be. It is not a healthy place to be. And you have to recognize that that unhealthy place is not going to manifest into anything good. Get out of that place. Get out of expecting people to pity you all the time. I know you're going through some rough stuff and you get time to process it, but you don't get forever to stay there. And that's just the harsh truth. But I love you, and that's why I'm telling you, because I had to learn this too. And it wasn't easy, but I had to learn. So that's the information. Here's the transformation. How do you get rid of this? How do you change? How do you switch up what you're searching or looking for from people if it is that you realize that this is what's really going on with you? Number one, acceptance. Yes, 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 yes. My number three is deliverance. And my number one is acceptance. I know that this is not easy for you to hear. I know that it may not be what you want to hear, but it's what I have to tell you. Accept what you went through. Come to terms with who did it, and then accept the truth that you are not what you went through. I want you to deal with the fact that you were victimized. You were the victim in all of this. And that state of victimization is not even, you know, where you want to stay. You want to accept that, hey, I went through this. He did that to me. She did that to me. And yeah, I am definitely not what they did. And therefore, I wasn't the one who invited this on myself, first of all. So therefore, I don't have to stay here. I don't have to accept this. I'm moving out and I'm moving on. So accept what you went through. Come to terms with it. You know, deal with the fact that that person did it to you. Have that conversation with yourself. As much as you don't want it to happen, or you didn't want it to happen, or you know, maybe would have wished for something else, accept that it happened so that you can move on and heal and be better. Here is another transformational point. Interference. You see, when you go through something, sometimes the last thing on your mind is to expose. Especially raped and molested victims. They don't want to expose their abuser, maybe because of fear, or they have taken on so much of the shame onto themselves that they don't want to expose themselves. And, you know, yeah, because they feel like they can't expose their abuser without expose what happened to them. And so they've had to come to that place of healing and acceptance for them to be able to begin to share what they went through. But I'm not saying the first thing you should go for is interference. The first thing you have to go for is acceptance. But after you have accepted it, you've accepted that you went through it, you accepted that that person did it to you, now it's time to talk about it. Get help. Talk to someone. There are people who believe that they are strong to weather any storm. And whereas that might be true, not all cases are the same. Some things you will need help for. So get interference. Get someone to talk to. And then number three, deliverance. Deliverance is being set free from whatever spiritual infestation that has been living in your soul. Demons are real. Spirits are real as the breath in your lung. They are real. And they are looking for a host. They are looking for somewhere to hang out. And they usually look for people who are pitiful and want pity. They look for people who are sick, have an infirmity or a malady in their soul. And just like flies look for spoiled or rotten vegetable or rotten food, that's how demons lurk, and they reproduce. They pitch like the fly, produce maggots, eat away at your soul. That's what they do. Sometimes the issues we go through are supernatural and therefore must be dealt with in a supernatural way. This takes place only through prayer and casting out that spirit. Jesus did this in his ministry. He cast out spirits. He never counseled demons. He cast them out. And today I don't want you to sit under that bondage, because that can't feel good. It can't be good, and it is not good. But I pray for you that you will be able to come to the place of acceptance and get that interference so that you can get your deliverance. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. You will experience transformation given that you make the application. I am Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject.